Neighbors will get a peek at a new 154-unit Burnside Road complex that includes both rental units and supportive housing at an open house on Tuesday. Victoria Cool Aid Society staff will be on hand from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 584 Burnside Road for tours of the five-story development, called Crosstown. The event will include refreshments, live music, and a cash-only arts market. In February, the first rental tenants are expected to move into Crosstown, which will also include a daycare operated by Beacon Community Services on the second floor and a 6,000-square-foot community health center operated by Cool Aid on the ground floor. The building will have 25,000 square feet of commercial space, which Cool Aid aims to fill with healthcare-related businesses. The group is looking to raise an additional $1.5 million to fully equip the future health center and fund additional health services. Crosstown also has a full-sized commercial kitchen with walk-in freezer, an industrial meat slicer, and a 100-liter soup pot that Cool Aid Food Services manager Paul Stewart hopes will become the heart of the group's food-making operations. The organization provides daily meals for about 700 people across six supportive housing sites in the capital region, currently prepared at the busy kitchen in Rock Bay Landing on Ellis Street. The $50 million building was built next to the former Tally Ho Hotel with funding from BC Housing, Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, the Ministry of Education and Childcare, the City of Victoria's Housing Reserve Fund, Infrastructure Canada, Fortis BC and Island Health. The hotel, which was purchased by the province for $9.3 million and has been owned and operated as a Cool Aid supportive housing facility since 2017, is being transferred back to the province as part of the financing conditions. Cool Aid has submitted potential redevelopment plans for the Tally Ho property, but the fate of the site will be up to BC Housing. There are currently still 22 people living in the Tally Ho. Out of the 100 rental housing units planned at Crosstown, which include everything from studios to three bedrooms, 20 are being rented out at the shelter rate of $500. Of the remaining 80 units, 30 will be rented at market rates, while the rest will be subsidized rentals geared to 30% of a renter's monthly income. The building's studio and one-bedroom apartments will rent for $500 to $1,600 a month, according to Cool Aid's website. Two-bedroom apartments will rent for $1,250 to $2,200, and three-bedroom apartments rent for $1,625 to $3,000 a month, the website said. A short walk from the rental side of Crosstown, entry into the complex's separate 54-unit supportive housing facility is controlled by an adjacent office. Inside, the hallways are covered in protective siding and the cove joints slope into the walls. There are floor drains in every bathroom for flood protection. Associate Director of Housing and Shelters Angela Moran said the building's supportive housing section features an incredible purpose-built design, tailored to the needs of people experiencing homelessness. You'll have all the main amenities, which will be food services, the dining hall, an area outside for people to safely use and consume their substances, said Moran during a recent media tour, pointing to a second-floor balcony accessible only to residents and staff of the facility. Many of Cool Aid's supportive housing facilities have some form of outdoor space for people to use drugs, with drug users increasingly favoring inhalation over injection, she said. In a follow-up statement, Cool Aid spokesperson Tracy Robertson said the organization is still working with partners to decide how to incorporate harm reduction practices into Crosstown's supportive housing site and that no details, location or services provided, have been confirmed so far. Most of those moving into Crosstown will be residents of the nearby Tally Ho supportive housing site, as well as those on a list of people provided through BC Housing, not people directly from the streets, Robertson said. Cool Aid is planning for supportive housing residents to move in by March or April, pending discussions with BC Housing, Moran said, adding the organization has a 95% occupancy rate at its supportive housing sites. Asked how Cool Aid is planning to balance the needs of rental housing residents with those in supportive housing, Moran said the group is selecting rental tenants who are trauma-informed or might already be familiar with supportive housing. Moran said Crosstown's supportive housing portion will have a no-guest policy and 24/7 staff monitoring access. CoolAid began putting supportive and affordable housing units together 5 years ago. Residents were fiercely divided in 2017 over whether Mount Edwards Court, a former care home at 1002 Vancouver Street, should be rezoned for a 78-unit supportive housing facility for those aged 50 and up. Officials and parents of Christ Church Cathedral School opposed the plan at the time, citing children's safety and plummeting enrollments following several incidents involving drug users on school grounds. In 2019, CoolAid opened an additional 15 apartment homes in the building's third floor as affordable rentals for seniors. The school did not respond to a request for comment, but statistics provided to the provincial government showed enrollment at the school has steadily increased, save for a small dip during the pandemic, from 182 students in the 2016-17 school year to 237 students in 2023-2024. The Chestnut, a CoolAid-operated building with 51 affordable rental suites and 21 supportive housing units at 210 Gorge Road, was completed in late 2022. Victoria Cowan. Krista Lawton said she hasn't heard any complaints about the five-story building at the intersection of Gorge Road East and Carroll Street in the 2 years that she's been Burnside Gorge neighborhood liaison. There was opposition from some residents when the site was first proposed, but fears of increased petty crime and visible drug use proved to be unfounded, Lawton said. It is really well run, and it is purpose-built, and that makes all the difference in the world. At a meeting last week, some in the Burnside Gorge Community Association were lamenting the fact that the coffee shop in the building wasn't large enough to socialize in, she said. Some board members expressed that they wanted a place where you could go in, sit down, have a coffee and where residents from the Chestnut and the surrounding community could get to know each other, Lawton said. Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.